the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
At 8:31 in the morning on March the 29th, it is Wednesday, the middle of the week. We wanted you to make a plan for next Thursday right now because it's going to be First Thursday Arts Walk in downtown, the original Muncie. We're going to tell you about that in just a moment as we're reconnecting with our guest, Deborah Dragoo. In fact, you know what? We got a big press release from Dee at Cornerstone Center for the Arts touting Deborah Gindhart Dragoo, who coordinates First Thursday. And also, this press release shows a whole laundry list of artisans that will be there at Cornerstone Center for the Arts and will proudly display their wares, and rightfully so. In addition, and this is also something that is very worth mentioning, these are all local area people that are so creative and able to do incredible things. They are fantastic people that do wonderful, creative, and unique items that really, I think, are one of a kind. Let's bring in Deborah right now. Deborah Dragoo, good morning to you. I just rhymed.
Oh, that's great, Steve. I knew you were real talented like that.
Hey, first and foremost, let me congratulate you on your newest gig there, working in and around Cornerstone Center for the Arts. How are you liking it so far?
Well, it's been an incredible art journey through Muncie and around the country, actually, but it's great. It's like a full circle art moment. I'm back where I taught 20 years ago. So, yeah, I'm very happy. Allison Bell and Rob Jordan and the staff there are just incredible.
Rob's got a lot of keys, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, he does.
There's a lot of great people. Tell Allison I said hello when you talk to her again, probably today or whatever. But
the purpose
of our talk this morning, I invited you in, was to talk about the monthly event called First Thursday Arts Walk in downtown, the original Muncie,
mm-hmm.
and specifically right. at Cornerstone Center for the Arts. Let's just talk about that. What's going to be happening and who's going to be where?
Okay. This month, we're grateful to have Matt Blanchfield is our featured artist, and his exhibit and installation will be in the Judith Barnes Memorial Gallery Hall. We also have Katie Jo Robinson, our musical guest, and then I'm just totaling up our amazing community artists and makers. We're up to 31 people on our pop-up list.
Wow.
I know. It's wonderful.
That is something. How many of those 31 are from the immediate area? Well, that is to say, do artisans come from outside of the boundary of Delaware County to be at this great event sometimes?
Yes, we've had several come from Richmond, Indianapolis, Newcastle, but this month coming up for April, I believe everyone's kind of right here in the Muncie area.
Okay, Cornerstone Center for the Arts is the venue for this part of First Thursday Arts Walk,
mm-hmm.
downtown Muncie. There are many places to visit in the downtown area, but Cornerstone in focus here with what will be happening from 5 to 8 p.m. And you were very, very careful and cautious to not mention Deborah Gindhart Dragoo and what you'll be doing, Deborah. And I want you to talk about what you do, your artist mantra, and more, please.
Okay. I'm all about repurposing. So I always say the short story is my mother had 6 children, and she made things out of things. So that really stuck with me, just to see how she could take chicken wire, for instance, and turn it into beautiful window treatment.
Oh.
Now, that's a long story, but we won't go in there.
No, I want to know the story now. You teased me. How did she do that? Come on.
Okay, All right. She took chicken wire, and she painted it really bright red, like oriental red. That was like an in thing, late 60s. And then she wove plaid ribbon in and out of the chicken wire, and she hung it on our laundry room window. And I was blown away when I came home from school.
Listen to you laugh. You can still remember it like it happened yesterday. That's the great stuff about memories, and also with creative memories and artsy memories. They stay so vivid in your brain, don't they?
Right.
Yeah. Now, I've seen some pictures of some of – did you finish that story with the chicken wire? I didn't mean to interrupt.
I did, but then I was going to say what I was doing for First Thursday,
Please.
But now I'm interrupting you.
No. That's exactly what I was going to ask you, because you sent me some of the photos of some of your work. Good heavens, okay. This is gorgeous stuff. And I can't believe, as I look at these pictures, Deborah, that these are reused, reclaim, renew sort of items. It's unbelievable.
Well, they are, trust me.
I trust you.
I've been gathering these things since my mother and her mother took me to country auctions growing up. So what I do is I just like to take old things and give them new life, thereby hopefully saving the landfills a bit.
Sure. as far as your part in this, on April the 6th, First Thursday in downtown Muncie at Cornerstone Center for the Arts, I believe your stuff will be in the Great Hall on the second floor. Do I have my notes correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm continuing. I started last month a fundraiser for animal care and services.
Oh, okay.
So I think you know me enough or for long enough that I love to support my community. Mm-hmm. So almost always my art is for a fundraiser, or like I often give it as gifts and for fundraisers. So I'm really excited to help Katie Wolf there. And so I have a bunch of kitty cats and dog earrings and jewelry. And then I also have, and this is not on the fundraiser part, but spring jewelry, like flowers and Eastery sorts of motifs.
Ooh, we're up on Easter, aren't we? We're getting there.
Oh, yeah, we are. And also I'm doing a pulling out of the private collection, I call it, pieces that I have worn in the past. And so I'm putting them on quilted satin display boards, so you'll be able to wear what I once wore.
Oh, neat. Absolutely.
This is kind of fun.
Yeah, Deborah Ginhart Dragoo is my guest on Delaware County Today on the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. You're everywhere, Deborah, right now. Everyone can hear you on the internet, too. Are you scared?
Not really, Steve, you're so calming, and
I got you. Thank
everybody
you.
Knows you and can hear you as well.
You're very kind. You're very kind. And you're very talented, too. Muncie is very, very lucky to have you and so many in your artsy world that you live in and love so much. These kinds of events are fantastic. I'm glad that Muncie is able to do this every month. And beyond, there's daily ways that you can get involved. And as far as Cornerstone Center for the Arts is concerned, folks, if Allison Bell were here right now, and I've talked to her a million times too, she would want me to remind everybody there are classes, there are instruction items, there are ways to learn and to grow. And we're talking about kids and adults
and
everyone in between. And Cornerstone Center for the Arts at that beautiful, beautiful old building in downtown Muncie is a fantastic place for this and so many other events. Anything we haven't touched on before we go today, Deborah?
I'll just add, since you brought up the kids.
Yeah.
And that's has been my recent thrust for the last several years, is getting more youth involved in First Thursday. And so I was able to do that at Mad Jack's. I did collaborations with, it was like a brother and sister.
Okay.
But two different moms. And to watch those children when the crowd started coming in and their relatives were walking across the floor, you know, towards them, they just lit up. And I just feel like that's so important for kids.
I remember at Mad Jack's, you're referencing one of those kind of kid events. Viking Realty, I think, did something like that for kids once. I happened to be there, I don't know, it was several months ago.
Right.
But on that particular note and notion, there are so many good people and good things in our midst and in our world, Deborah.
You're so right, Steve. Muncie is wonderful. Yep,
we sometimes, you know, human nature, right? We sometimes fixate on the bad stuff or
right.
the tragedies, and we need to be aware and we need to talk about those things too.
Sure.
But gosh, there's so many good things that happen. And I'm glad that you're a part of so many of those good things. Keep being good for us, would you, Deborah?
I promise I will, Steve. And thank you so much for all you've done for Muncie.
We will continue to report as such. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and for keeping us on the positive path.
You can always count on me and us for that, Deborah. Thank you very much
great.
For your kind words. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right. Excellent. Nice lady. Deborah Ginhart-Dragoo talking about First Thursday.